My name is Indira and I see the world through educational lenses because it allows me questioning, debating, making research, but above all things, it allows me enjoying the world. I am focused on bilingual education. However, we could talk about cultures, professional and academic experiences, and even about traveling. Welcome to La Bitácora Bilingüe. Welcome to the 10th episode of my podcast, Bitácora Bilingüe. Today, we are going to enjoy an interview that I had with Mr. Jason Strauss. He shared with me a lot of ideas related to teamwork. Based on this interview, I start wondering a lot of questions related to my ability, or maybe the ability that teachers have for working in a team or in a group. Sometimes we establish dynamics in our classrooms with our students. For example, we say that they need to collaborate among them, or that they need to share ideas, or they need just to talk between them for improving their academic performance. However, as teachers, are you able to do the same? Are you able to be a follower or a leader, or even are you able to work as part of a team? All of those questions were answered through the interview that I had with Mr. Strauss, and I hope that you could learn a lot as I did it when I had the opportunity to talk to him. Welcome again. Okay, so who is Jason Strauss and what is your role at Participate Learning?
So, so my name is Jason Strauss. I started out as an intern for Participate, and then became an intern at Participate Learning while I was completing my master's at UNC, and then was hired about a year ago to be the professional learning specialist.
Okay.
And but last month they gave me a new role called product developer. So that's my current role right now, is the product developer.
And what are the functions of the product developer?
That's a good question. I think we're still trying to figure that out, but overall, it is developing new products that we can use.
Okay.
To further our mission of uniting our worlds through global learning.
Okay, good. I know that I have been part of the different virtual spaces that you are leading. So could you explain us, please, what are some of those virtual spaces and what is like the main goal that you have for developing those spaces, please?
Absolutely. So I actually started out working with the Conexiones program, which is our dual language middle school program. That we offer at Participate Learning. And as an intern, I basically developed a virtual space for all of the Conexiones teachers. We had about 10 of them at the time.
Okay.
And I engaged with them through our Participate, through the platform, through our community of practice, which is a virtual space for them to share resources, discuss certain things. And then on top of that, I started holding once a month or so, started holding virtual meetings.
Okay.
Through Zoom. So I would use Zoom and we would all meet together once a month to identify different challenges that each of the teachers were having. And then what I would try to do is see if I could identify some of the leaders who were solving that challenge and had a solution to those challenges, who could then come and present to the teachers about the solution that they were doing. And my goal through this, I basically have had two goals when engaging with that community, which is first of all, to build connection.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to establish relationships in a community and to leverage technology to foster these relationships, given that these teachers are in different physical spaces all around North Carolina and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to provide a collaborative learning space so that teachers can learn from each other. And even if they, you know, in this way, when they share something with another teacher that inspires them and gets them to think about their lessons differently and how they're engaging with their students, mm-hmm. then that teacher isn't just impacting their own students in their classroom, but they're impacting other students in other classrooms.
Uh-huh.
And so in that way, teachers can really maximize the impact, the positive impact that they're having, not just on their students, but on all students. So that virtual space has continued and still continues today.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I also established another project called the Dual Language Learning Lab.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a project that we just started this year.
Mm-hmm.
A colleague, Katie Turnbull, and I kind of conceived of the idea to have small groups of dual language teachers who could meet together once a month,
mm-hmm.
and that we would train the facilitators on what to do in the virtual meetings. And a lot of it was replicating a lot of what I had learned in the Conexiones community. And then they would go out and meet with groups of from 3 to 8 other teachers to make the connection,
mm-hmm.
and connections, and to provide that collaborative learning space for people to interact and share ideas and get better. And so we just concluded that project, and I think it went pretty well. You know, we started it in the beginning of, or the middle of February,
mm-hmm.
and so our world drastically changed a month into the project, but it was still It was actually kind of timely in that way, because, you know, everyone started using Zoom so much more.
Yes.
In March. So
I was part of that, of the Dual Language Learning Lab. And as you were saying, it was great because we could share a lot of ideas. Sometimes as teachers, we just try to work by ourselves in our classrooms, and we don't notice that when we share ideas, or when we ask all of those questions that maybe we could have, and another person who is doing the same that we do daily, but in their classrooms, they answer our questions. It is really powerful, because as teachers, I think that teamwork is like the basis for having success in our profession.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as a teacher, I really wish that I had had the opportunity to connect with other teachers in a virtual way like that. But part of my motivation for doing this was, when I was a teacher, I had the opportunity to go and shadow other teachers in different schools,
okay.
who taught us the same subject or the same grade as me. And that was such a powerful moment for me, because I would always walk away from that feeling inspired, like I had new ideas,
mm-hmm.
and it just made me so much better as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of being able to leverage technology so that could be an opportunity for all of our teachers is something that I think that could be really powerful and successful, and is already shown to be through some of these projects.
Yes. Well, I know that apart from Conexiones and apart from the Dual Language Learning Lab that you were talking about, I know that there is another project that is the Dual Language tech tool sessions. And I know that based on what we are living nowadays, it is super important that we could be experts about those tools that we need to use in our classes. So what is the dual language tech tool sessions?
Absolutely. So that's an opportunity really to focus more on the collaborative learning mm-hmm. objective. Actually, Irene Zamora, she's kind of the leader of this initiative and really was the pivotal person to get it launched.
Okay.
So she contacted a bunch of different teachers who she knew were really savvy with technology and really were doing great things in their classroom
mm-hmm.
and invited them to create tech tool video tutorials about how to sign up and get started with specific tech tools that teachers can use. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we coached them on how to present, a session that shows how they're implementing that tech tool with their dual language students.
Mm-hmm.
And then to invite teachers to just come and attend and to ask questions and elaborate and provide even more ideas and feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And those have been really special. And a lot of teachers have given us a lot of positive feedback on those. And those continue once a week, even through the summers. And we're trying to figure out other ways that we can roll it out on a bigger scale this coming school year. So stay tuned.
Well, I am this kind of person who likes to see the positive aspects about every situation. And for example, with this pandemic, something that I have noticed is that now as teachers, we have time for doing some professional development that most of the time when we are in our normal schooler year, we don't have the time. I remember that when I was in my school and we have professional development, they offer in my school different tools that we could check and try to understand the way that it works. But as we didn't have enough time, so we just received the name of the tools and sometimes we didn't do what we have to do. But now with this situation and with the way that participant learning is offering those professional development through the teachers who are experts, I consider that that is awesome and that every teacher needs to like take advantage of the expertise that other teachers are offering and at the same time take advantage of the time that we have now.
Absolutely. No, I think you're totally right on that. I gotta say too, you know, these virtual spaces, I think as teachers, I mean, you and I both know, you can't teach a student anything unless you develop a relationship, mm-hmm. unless you develop trust with them
mm-hmm.
and build that rapport. And it's the same with adult professional development.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotta develop connections and relationships. And I think something that's really powerful when thinking about providing these collaborative learning spaces is that you're able to make connections with other people in a really special way.
Yeah.
A really cool story that I'll share is that last year, one of our Conexiones teachers, she got really ill and she was really struggling a lot. And through our meetings,
mm-hmm.
she has so many friends that she had met virtually mm-hmm. and then eventually had met in person because they decided to hang out because of meeting virtually.
That's great.
And as soon as she fell ill, two of the other teachers went and took care of her for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so sweet to see that, you know, friendships, like really great supportive friendships were being created from a virtual space
mm-hmm.
around teacher professional development. So I think it's, I don't know, that I think is really powerful. and gives me more motivation for this type of work.
Yes. Now that you mentioned those like advantages that we could have, do you consider that there are some challenges that teachers or even you as the leader could find with these virtual spaces?
Absolutely. Meeting on a virtual space, there are some limitations that, a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say, when I get on a Zoom call with someone, it's not like I'm like really there in the room with them. And some of the feeling of being in a space, in a physical space with someone, you can't replicate unless you're in a physical space with someone. That being said, I have found after learning about different technology that I feel like I have been able to create these learning spaces, not just for other teachers, but even when I'm in meetings with my colleagues. I've been able to leverage technology to actually be more effective than if we were in person, which is really cool. I think there are some limitations, but I think there's so many positives as well, and I think the positives definitely outweigh the negatives.
And I think that it depends on the way that every person wants to see the situation or the options that have in front, because as you said, maybe for some of us it's easier to work in a virtual way, but there are others that no. However, if our context is asking for changing the way that we work, we just have to adapt really fast to the new way to work and just try to connect with other people and try to do our best.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe this is a question that you already answered with the other comments that you gave us, but why did Participate Learning start with the idea to have a virtual community?
That's a good question. I honestly, that idea was started probably when at the time Participate ended up spinning off its sister company, which was specifically this platform, this website for teachers to collaborate virtually. And so that idea and that happens kind of before I came on board. But what I do know is that when I was originally hired, we were just trying to start to figure out how to use this tool, how to use this virtual tool to engage teachers. And so I'm not quite sure what the motivation was, but I'm really glad that we started moving in that direction. Because you think about how bigger your impact and your reach can be if it's virtually. If you are only providing support in person, you're limited to a physical space. And it's harder to be in a physical space if those spaces are spread out through North Carolina and Virginia. And whereas, I can say, all right, everyone, we're gonna get on a Zoom call at 12:30, and here I've got everyone right there. I think it's definitely the future. And I'm embracing it and really looking forward to what we can accomplish.
Oh, yeah. Well, to all of the audience who is listening to this episode, I really want to encourage you to take advantage of the tools that we are having in front of us. And now, in our summertime, if we can learn a lot, Just do it, because I know that in the future it's going to be a positive impact for our students and even for ourselves as professionals. So I'm really thankful that you take your time for this interview. So I know that a lot of people, maybe they are going to have some questions for you, so they are going to contact you, or maybe they are going to contact me. So thank you again for your time, and well, that's it.
Thank you so much, Indira. This was really special and an honor to speak with you.
Okay. Bye-bye.